And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so glad that you've joined us. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And as I open in prayer, Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, that you will stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said amen. Right, we're going to start with the Psalms again. We see what God's nature is like, what his thoughts and his heart is towards you. We see this in Psalm 119, 41 and 58. For this was your promise, yes, Lord, to save me. Now spare me by your kindness and your love. 58 says, with all my heart, I want your blessings. Be merciful just as you promised. Well, see, friends, the Bible is saying he's made a promise, yes, to save you. To those who call upon his name, he will save you because of his kindness and his love he has for you. And with all your heart, if you want God's blessing, then they are yours. That's God's promise. To the merciful, just as he promised, because he cares for you, he loves you, and he's merciful, just as he promised. Amen. Well, the message today is some people excuse for not could be, I cannot understand. For this reason, they won't accept this gospel message of the kingdom. Well, the answer to that is, why let mystery cause you to refuse the master? Can you understand why the sun and the soil and the rain get sweetness into fruit? Put aside your excuse of mystery and trust God as you trust the sun to rise every morning. In Romans 11, 33 and 34, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How impossible it is for just to understand his decisions and his methods. For who among us can know the mind of the Lord? See, friends, of God's divine knowledge and his understanding, no one can understand. We are to trust and obey the Bible, that is the word of God. In Matthew 24:35, Jesus saying, heaven and earth will disappear, but my words remain forever. We can trust in God's words. The mysteries great that test the faith of man. We are to trust and obey the word of God. Jesus said, heaven and earth will disappear, but my words remain forever. In John 1, 1 and 3 says, before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive and is himself God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. See, friends, the Bible is saying before the world was created, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive and is himself God. Jesus created everything there is. Everything we can see, he made. Eternal life is in Jesus Christ, and his life gives light to all mankind. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the promised Messiah. We go to Luke 1, 79 and 70, 76 to 79. For you will prepare the way for the Messiah. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. All this will be because the mercy of our God is very tender, and heaven's dawn is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and death's shadow, and to guide us to the path of peace. Your friends, the Bible, the Word of God, is saying that John the Baptist prepared the way for the Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I am to tell you how to find salvation through forgiveness of your sins. Loved ones, because the mercy of our God is very tender towards you, and heaven's dawn is about to break upon you to give light to you who sit in darkness and death's shadow, and guide you to the path of peace, so that anyone who believes in Jesus Christ will have eternal life. Amen. John 3:16 and 17, For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his Son Jesus Christ into the world to punish you, but to save you. Friends, our sins separate us from God. That's why Jesus came. His sacrifice on the cross, his blood that was flowed, it was for you. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Titus 2:11, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. Also in Titus 3:5, it says, then he saved us, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness and pity, by washing away our sins and giving us the new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit. See, the Word of God is saying there is a free gift of eternal salvation being offered here right now. None of us are good enough to be saved. It's because of God's kindness and mercy, this free gift. Only you can make this decision, friends, to accept this free gift. And your response, receive Christ. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. See, friends, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ now? And what to pray? Just follow me in this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. See, friends, God's assurance is his word. It says it, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved, that you may know that you have eternal life and you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. You are born again. You're God's family. This is called the new birth. I encourage you to read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God in prayer. Tell others about Christ and worship and fellowship with other Christians. Get into a good Bible-based church where Christ is preached. As Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and your concern for others. And God bless you as you do. While we get to that particular part of the message now, well, we're going to be praying for the sick shortly. We see we serve a miracle-working God. Jesus Christ continually showed God's compassion towards the sick and suffering, demonstrating that healing and health are God's will for everyone. In Luke 13, 11 and 12, it says, "For behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up." Verse 12, "But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.'" See, this woman was bent over for 18 years. She could not stand or stand up straight because of a spirit of infirmity or a spirit of sickness. We see Jesus' love and compassion for this woman as he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And she was healed. And Luke 11, 14, "Once when Jesus cast out a demon from a man who couldn't speak, his voice returned to him. The crowd was excited and enthusiastic." Again, we see the love and compassion Jesus has for people. This was a man who was deaf and mute. He could not hear or speak. And when Jesus cast out or rebuked the demon from this man, he could hear and his voice returned. The crowd was excited and enthusiastic. The Bible is true, friends. God always has shown us that their messages are true by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by giving certain special abilities from the Holy Spirit to those who believe. Yes, God has assigned such gifts to each of us. And Jesus Christ gave the Great Commission. We see this in Matthew 10, 7 and 8. He said, "And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." See, friends, freely I have received the Holy Spirit. Freely I will give. It's the Holy Spirit that does the healing. It's his power, it's his anointing to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons, to set you free from all sicknesses. The good news is that healing belongs to us today, because Jesus the healer is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We see in Luke 4:18 it says, "For the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted and preach freedom to the captives. He's appointed me to release the oppressed, open blind eyes, and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him." Romans 15:19, "Through mighty signs, wonders, and miracles, by the power of the Spirit of God, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I will start to pray for the sick and hurting now. Lay your hand on the sick and hurting part of your body now as I begin to pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your holy servant, the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I speak health and healing to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke cancers in the name of Jesus Christ, and I declare that they are cursed at the root. And I command blessing of divine health freely flow into the lives of the least listeners. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise for that the enemy has been defeated, and the peace of God now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy of the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and be imparted to you when you use the words of the authority of Jesus' name. Well, friends, act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that the pains have started to leave, and look for the improvements. Test the area and to see if there is any improvement, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. The Bible states, fear not. It always distorts the truth. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sane mind. To keep your healing, you must aggressively take your healing, no matter how long it takes. You might have to wait for it to move from the invisible realm into the visible realm. The battle is in the mind. You must violently cast down every thought or imagination that is contrary to the word of God. And don't hold any grudges. Don't hold any anger or bitterness or hatred. You must forgive as God has forgiven us. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt or unbelief. And read healing scriptures from the Bible. There is healing in Christian music. God heals to reveal his glory. So you declare the works of the Lord. If you have a confession to make of the healing that's taken place, or God has saved you, then get in touch with the radio station. So my parting prayer is that now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace, or give you his shalom. And may your sins be forgiven, may your sicknesses be healed, may your brokenness and grief be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, and know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus.
Hey.